This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Halloween is coming. Very spooky, spooky holiday. I love Halloween. I think I love it because there's so much chocolate, although it's not on sale by any means. Do you guys see how expensive the chocolate is now? This is getting kind of ridiculous. Just because it's Halloween, every time there's a holiday, everything goes up. Nothing on sale. But anyway, I just love it because all the goblins and everybody getting dressed up and people, you know, trick-or-drinking and although be careful with that. Unfortunately, in the next few days, I've got to talk about some of the dangers and the concerns we've got to watch out for. Apparently, Halloween is the number one night for child fatalities due to car accidents. But interesting, a psychologist is saying that based on what we wear and how we choose to go about on Halloween tells a lot about our inner self. According to Dr. Scott B., psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic, I don't think he's going as a B., said our real personalities can shine through when we dress up. He says, as human beings, we're often inhibited if people can recognize us or know who you are. If we put on a mask or an outfit, all of a sudden we could be somebody else, and the range of our behavior gets to expand, and we have a little bit more fun. Okay, meaning, when I tried to be sexy French maid, all right, he's saying, I want to be a hoe. No. It's not that. I just wanted to, you know, it was the only outfit that fit, and my legs were shaved, so I wanted to, you know, get the most out of that, out of my money for that one. But, you know, maybe it's because I don't feel like I could kind of walk around looking sexy, and, you know, Halloween gave me a chance to do that. Yeah, I don't know. So they say scary characters like frightening clowns or monsters give people a chance to safely express their dark side without feeling guilty or embarrassed. Okay, monsters. My kids always like to be the most bloodied up monsters. I got a little nervous about their psyche with that one. If you dress up like comic books or cartoon characters, Dr. B said that represents a playful attitude, even for people that have a serious nature. Okay, so let's say you're going to a work Halloween party, and everybody thinks you're the stick-up-the-butt, you know, coworker. You could dress up as Iron Man or Aquaman or Shazam or whatever, and everybody's going to think you're kind of cool. See what I mean? Okay, so it gives you kind of a chance to have a second chance. They said make sure it's something you have fun wearing. Now this is very, very interesting, okay? Oh, hold on a second. Sexy characters. Let me see. What about sexy characters? Oh, it just means we're slutty. Okay. A lot of us, when we try to get into these costumes, have you guys ever worn the plastic, vinyl, whatever the heck it's made of, fish line, I don't know what it is. You sweat, it's uncomfortable, it itches, it causes rashes, I don't get it. And he says be comfortable. For my outfit, I'm going to be wearing a lot of Spanx and a lot of corsets, so I'm not going to breathe for most of the night. But you see, we're going to a Halloween party. I don't trick-or-treat like that. Trick-or-treating, I walk around with the other moms in sweats and a hoodie and, I don't know, just, you know, kind of tired and in tennis shoes. But for a Halloween party, that's where I got it decked out. He said, we only let out about 20% of our real personality usually in the workplace. So we really hide about 80% of it. It's very interesting. All right, so 20%. So my personality on air, that's only 20% of me. Can you imagine if I let out 100%? All right, your radios would explode. So anyway, that's 20%. Anyway, when you're being a parent, you have to conform to a certain set of standards, but on Halloween, we get to be all crazy. How much do we spend on Halloween? $7.4 billion on Halloween costumes, decoration, and candy. Don't say it's ridiculous. Don't say it's ridiculous, because here's the thing. This is the stuff that drives the economy. All right? I mean, you know, Halloween, you can't just every day just go about your normal thing. You have to have these little, outlets, and Halloween is a huge outlet. Football, for me, great outlet. Wow, that Bronco game was a damn good game. Cowboys are doing good. So, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't understand why people are spending money on football. I don't understand why they're making a big deal about football. Well, football's huge. Football's huge, and let it be huge. Let football be huge. Let Valentine's Day be huge. Valentine's, to me, is always a disappointment. So I'm not a big fan of Valentine's. But you wonder, what if it's a holiday and people spend money and it helps drive the economy? I'm game. Again, most importantly, when you do this Halloween thing, is you want to make sure that people don't think you're a pervert or a bad guy. So, like, for example, my kids want to walk around sometimes with these very lifelike looking, even though they're toy, AK-47s or whatever. No. Don't be stupid. I remember back in the 80s, some kid got shot because he was walking around pointing a real gun around Halloween to at some police officers. You don't mess with that. These, you know, everyone's kind of trigger happy right now. Do not mess with that. Make sure you don't stink. Be very, very careful with those eye contacts. In fact, I think last year the U.S. wanted to ban those contact lenses that go, you know, when people were trying to be like Michael Jackson's Thriller zombie type thing, right? Like, it's a thriller. Those, you know, and they have these big fake contact lenses going into the eyes to make yourself look bloodshot. Those things are not Bausch and Lomb or American Ophthalmic Society certified. Don't be sticking weird plastic stuff into your eyes. Don't be doing weird piercings if it's not sterilely done. All right, keep your clothes on, keep your zipper up, watch out for cars, make sure you have those glow sticks hanging from you guys so everybody could see you, and don't overeat your candy. There, that's it. That's your warning for Halloween. But most of all, have fun. Very spooky. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 27.7 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you have asked me, how did it work with Adam and Eve meeting up and hooking up, and, you know, because the serpent was kind of in the way, so obviously they didn't have a lot of privacy. And then, you know, how did that work? Yes, many of you have asked me. I have proof that many of you have asked me. Well, I can't answer it, but some scientists think they have discovered who actually were the first animals to have sex. And they say it was fish. And more specifically, Scottish fish. The fish were named Microbrachius dicky. Sorry. It's the first known animals to stop reproducing by spawning and instead mate by having sex. The microbrachius dicki were about eight centimeters long. They lived in ancient lakes about 385 million years ago in what is now called Scotland. Okay? They had odd L-shaped male phalluses. And it was basically the male fish genitalia was L-shaped. He had large bony claspers. These are grooves that they use to transfer sperm into the female. You know how a lot of animals mate? There's these thorny, spiky claspers that have to embed into the female so she holds still so these animals can transfer their sperm. I feel sorry for the ladies, but I guess that's just, you know, what has to be in nature. They were about 8 centimeters long. Oh, not the phalluses, the bony fish. M. dicki, they call it microbrachius, you know, genus and species, so just initial. So M. dicki, they said, had odd L-shaped male genitals. A female fish had a small bony structure at their rear that locked the male organ into place, kind of like Legos. They say constrained by their anatomy, the fish had to mate side by side. You see what I mean? Side by side. That's where the song came from. They say they couldn't have done it in a missionary position, according to Dr. Professor Long. Hence, I would have been extinct. They said the very first act of copulation was done sideways, square dance style. Have you guys ever had any sort of relation square dance style? I guess what it is you know how you guys have to, you guys remember square dancing where a partner was on the inside of the circle and then somebody was on the outside of the circle? So what you guys did would held hands and you shuffled side by side and you held hands. That kind of way is how they had sex. Very, very nice. He added that the fish were able to stay in position with the help of their small-like fins. See, you guys think it's difficult sometimes to kind of, you know, have sex on a waterbed. Imagine being in the middle of an ocean. And, you know, you're sitting there in the waves and you're moving. I mean, no wonder they had to have bones and clasping and drills and nuts and bolts and washers and all that other stuff. Okay, anyway, I know this is pretty exciting. Let me see. The little arms were very useful to link the male and the female genitalia together so the male could get his large L-shaped sexual organ into position to dock with the female's genital plates, which are very rough like cheese graters. You can't make this stuff up. He says they act like Velcro, locking the male organ into position to transfer the sperm. Surprisingly, if you're not surprised already, the researchers think this first attempt to reproduce internally was not around for long. They do not think Adam and Eve did square dance, L-shaped style stuff. As the fish evolved, they reverted back to spawning. Boy, I'm looking at the diagrams of how these fish, they don't even look like they're enjoying it. They reverted back to spawning in which eggs and sperm to fertilize them are released into the water by females and male creatures respectively. It took another few million years for copulation to make a comeback, reappearing in ancestors of sharks and rays, and then the 1960s with humans. Commenting on the research, Dr. Matt Friedman is weighing in on this. Woo! Good. He's from the University of Oxford. He says the placoderm group, which includes microbrachius dicki, is a well-known group. The fossils are pretty common, and it's not as if this one was found in some far-off exotic part of the world. It was in Scotland. Now, why Scotland? Okay, I don't know, but remember, in Scotland, they really dig the whole kilt thing. And you're not supposed to wear any underwear under the kilts. So maybe that's where they got this whole kilt thing. It's a lot easier for a man to have sex wearing a kilt than to be in trousers, right? So there's an argument that the Scottish know how to have sex the easiest. Remember, a lot of times the females, they may be turned on, but they could get turned off pretty quickly. So you don't have a lot of time. If you're sitting there trying to unbutton the trousers or I don't know, the overalls or whatever they used to wear back in the olden days. By then she could be like, you know what, I'm done. That's it. I'm already done. I'm not into this anymore. So a man has to act very quickly. And so I'm wondering if that's why the kilt came out, because of these microbrachius dicky fish. I don't know. Just a guess. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. They say many American women are using unapproved custom compounded hormones for menopause. 1.4 million women are taking these custom compounded bioidenticals. My patients love the bioidenticals. I don't prescribe them, the gynecologists do, but they love them. So the custom compounded bioidentical hormone therapy are known as CBHT for menopause symptoms, but many of them are not FDA approved. This is according to late breaking research presented at the North American Menopause Society annual meeting. Have you guys ever been to the North American Menopause Society annual meeting? No. The air conditioning is on really, really low, right? There's lots of chocolate around, and it's not a very friendly atmosphere from what I understand, but that's okay. I tell you, man, I am not liking my perimenopause at all. So, apparently they are, concerned that many women don't realize that a lot of what they're taking is not FDA approved. Some of us don't give a damn if the FDA approves it. Some of us do. They say even though there are times when a woman might need custom compounding because she might be sensitive to an approved drug's ingredients, we think that it's important to educate women about the risks and that they are not FDA approved. Now, this is according to Joanne Pinkton from the University of Virginia, Charlottesville. She's the one that led the study. Okay, so they did a lot of surveys, and they figured out that, let me see here, this is kind of boring, so I'm trying to get to the interesting stuff. I know you guys want me to go back to the L-shaped genitalia. I don't know how that worked with the fish, L-shaped. I don't even know where the leg of the L would have been. Is the L the early part and then the long part or the spine of the L? The phallus, or was the 90 degree angle L-shaped end of the, I don't really know. I don't even want to think about it. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to the menopause study. This is exciting. 5% of the respondents were current menopause hormone replacement therapy. So they say 3.6 million women are using these hormones a year. They say when you multiply the 3.6 million, my listeners love the math. Multiplying 3.6 million by the average number of drugs current MHT users are using means 57 million prescriptions of these hormones may be filled annually. Now you know why you guys have got to go to this menopausal society annual meeting, because this is where you get this stuff. Okay, no, we're not done. What they did is they multiplied the 3.6 million. Then they subtracted the 36 million FDA-approved filled from the estimated 57 million. So 57 million minus 36 million comes to 21 million. Guys, come on. This is medical news. We don't have anything on Ebola, thank God. Yeah, I'll update you guys on Ebola. But let's finish this menopause study. Apparently, these were Harris survey. Have you guys ever done a Harris survey? I've done. You get paid for them sometimes. All right. So anyway, they're the ones that did it. 33/4 of the Harris completers didn't know whether their bioidentical hormone therapies were compounded. Okay, everybody, just find out what you're doing and get a clue. That's all I can say. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so right now they are saying we have some good news with Ebola. We have two countries, African countries, free of Ebola, and the monitoring period for 43 people who came into contact with Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan are now officially cleared after not demonstrating any symptoms during the 21-day monitoring period, which coincides with the 21-day incubation period. They say more are going to be cleared later today. Four others will complete their 21-day monitoring period soon. We are getting reports that I'm wondering if it's the we're getting reports that they're saying that incubation period maybe should be longer than 21 days, because we talked about this last week where it was based on a 1976 sample size of about 109 people, and that might not have been enough. But right now, for 21 days, no symptoms, and we're noticing that people that do get Ebola, it's usually early. You know, we don't want to miss the one. So I understand them still sticking to the 21 days. Right now, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins is calling on all Texans to welcome these people back into the community after being in isolation for 3 emotional weeks, okay? So when these people come out of their isolation and they come out, be nice. No, be nice. When they come out, say hi, ask how they're doing. You shouldn't be afraid of them. You shouldn't be like, oh my gosh, get out of here. You shouldn't fire them from the workplace. You know, just everybody kind of, you know, be cool. The judge asked the community to show compassion for the people who came into contact with Mr. Duncan, particularly 5 children who are returning to school. You have to admit, that has got to be a psychological stigma. Number one, you lose somebody you love to Ebola. May Thomas Duncan rest in peace. Number two is, all right, you have to be locked in a quarantine. And then you go back to school, and you're worried that kids are going to call you the Ebola kid when you really had nothing to do with it. All right, so I agree with that. Let everybody feel, you know, safe, et cetera. What's going to be interesting is we're going to see a huge OCD type of behavior. What you guys used to make fun of at OCD, I kind of championed in terms of not touching each other's bodily fluids and sharing cups and glasses and forks and knives and kisses and tongue and all that other stuff. I think we're going to start seeing people be a little bit more careful when it comes to communicable diseases. Okay, good. So everybody hopefully is going back and nice. Let me just see what else we have on the Ebola front. Right now they say fears are beginning to ease. People are starting to relax a little bit. They think it was only the 2 nurses. The Carnival cruise. Remember there was a Carnival cruise that had to not go to Belize? I believe they have returned back to Galveston, Texas from a 7-day trip. The healthcare worker tested negative for Ebola. So the passengers are kind of upset because they didn't get to hit Cozumel, Mexico. I wonder if they get their money back or if they just get a, I wonder if they just get like a voucher. So, I know people are hoping that this is the end. I'm hoping it is too. It isn't the end by any means, but I am hoping we could, I don't want to use the word relax, but not be as freaked out or hyped. If they are starting to contain it within the countries in West Africa, I am going to be extremely excited about that. Nigeria has been declared Ebola free, and Senegal has also said that they are Ebola free. Ebola, unfortunately, is still spreading rapidly in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Thus far, 4,500 people have already died in West Africa, 1 here in America. So we'll keep you guys posted. I know many of you guys are excited because we got the Ebola czar, Ron Klain, who is, I guess, a finance attorney and the former chief of staff to Gore and Biden, is the Ebola czar. He is the one, and they say it's because he has, I'm not sure why. I'm not really sure, but apparently they said he's a tough guy and he's a coordinator. So he'll be very, very good when it comes to coordination, all right? Yeah. Doctors Without Borders, a worker has recovered. Apparently a worker from the international organization Doctors Without Borders said that the staffer in Norway who contracted Ebola is now free of the virus and has been discharged. So we're excited about that. We talked about, in terms of sex, no sex, they say, if you've had Ebola for at least 3 months. And once they say you're cleared, there was a question I was asked Friday evening on Fox 5 News. If these people being released from quarantine, are they being actually tested for Ebola? Or are the ones being watched just being watched for fevers? Now, we don't know. I'm under the impression they are not testing everybody for Ebola. The ones that had maybe direct contact they have, but I don't know if everybody, like friends, family, etc., if they're actually doing test kits on everybody, because you're it sounds like in the media, when they say somebody tested negative for Ebola, that to me means they had the actual blood test being done. If they say the waiting period of watching is over, that to me doesn't sound like somebody actually did a blood test on them. So like I said, we'll keep you posted as we go. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news here. Apparently, in the 2014 Beijing Marathon, there were no public urination incidents. So I'm sure you guys are really, really glad to hear that. No runners were reported to have yesterday urinated in public during this year's Beijing International Marathon. Apparently, last year there were these photos circulating the web where participants were urinating against the wall. So, apparently, runners had been told that they would be disqualified. That makes sense. Punished if they did pee pee, you know, in front of everybody. Guardrails were set up to separate the racing track from the outside wall so you couldn't go pee pee. Many volunteers and staff were sent to prevent runners from stepping across the guardrails to urinate. Many new temporary toilets were installed. In addition to the public toilets being available, many of them were able to wear catheters. No. They had 900 restrooms for the event. Yeah, you see that? I wondered about that. I've never been to a marathon, so I wonder how that works if you have to pee. See, I would think for the couple hours you were running, you wouldn't have to pee. But I guess for some people they do because they're hydrating. The kidneys are a little bit stressed. So, you know, if you have to stop and wait in line, how do you win the race? Right? Because a marathon, there's still a race. I don't know. I've never been in a marathon and I want to be. So basically you have the winner, right? Like somebody tries to win. But a lot of people, they want to finish. So they don't mind if they're not first, right? I mean, that's what I'm going to see. For me, if I was going to be in a race, I want to win it. And I know that's a real bad thing, but I'm just very competitive. And so, you know, I would walk. If I didn't think I was winning, I would probably walk. But you need a good time. So let's say you have to go to the bathroom and there's all these porta potties on the side of the road. And then you stop to go to the porta potty, but nobody's letting you in because there's a line. That would frustrate me. So what I think they need to do for marathons, and I'm not trying to run for political office with this very daring statement, but I think the runners should have potties that other people can't use so that they get to go potty quick. Now, some of you go, Dahlia, they already have that. Then I need to visit marathons more often. Thing is I think I would rather go to the marathon and watch some of these people pee on the side of the road. That kind of looks funny. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, look, I'm coming up on break. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so many of you guys saw this headline today. Drinking sugary sodas. Remember we talked about last week where if you did cocaine, if you did, somebody see methadone or heroin or whatever, how it would shave off part of your life. Well, now we have a study here saying drinking sugary sodas can take off an average of 4.6 years of your life. Now, you know, when you look at that, you're like, okay, so wait a second. So, okay, if I'm going to be 94 and a half, I'll live till I'm 90. Don't interpret it that way. Interpret it as whatever you were going to live, knock off 4.6 years. This was a study published in the American Journal of Public Health. They think it speeds up our body's aging process. As you age, we got these little telomeres. Remember we talked about the ends of the chromosomes, which are kind of like shoelaces, you know, that little plastic thing around the end of the shoelaces. Okay, those are your telomeres. And as those shrink, you age. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, have analyzed stored DNA from more than 5,300 healthy Americans at the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey for some 14 years. Started 14 years ago. They discovered that those who drank more soda pop tended to have shorter telomeres. The shorter the telomere, the harder it is for the cell to regenerate, so the body ages. You guys get that? Okay, good. So, we may drink soda. Maybe we're not gaining weight. Maybe we're not having issues. Because usually soda pop, even the diet soda, will make you gain weight. We talked about how that happens. You know, your body thinks food is coming, something sugary and sweet. Your mouth is noticing it, tells the brain. The brain gets everybody in gear. All of a sudden, there's no real sugar or real food coming. So your metabolism slows because they're like, wait a second, we're getting fake food. Nobody use up your stores. That's how I believe diet sodas make you gain weight. Because it slows down metabolism. But in addition to putting you at risk for diabetes, you not drinking water, etc., they think it's actually affecting the chromosomes themselves. According to the researcher, drinking a 20-ounce soda pop every day, again, is linked to 4.6 years, wait a second, of additional aging. Oh, meaning 4.6 years off your life. You get the same effect of smoking, they say. 21% of the sample said they drank at least that much soda per day. Okay, but does that mean if you drink soda, you're going to die early? No, they just noticed that people that drink soda seem to probably have 4.6 years. I don't know. They said the extremely high dose of sugar that we put in our body within seconds by drinking sugared beverages is uniquely toxic to our metabolism. No link between cell aging and drinking diet sodas or fruit juices. So we're just talking regular soda pop, not diet. Even though, like I said, diet soda, I think, makes you gain weight. We've had studies that have explained that. So many people, I guess, 14 years ago were drinking a lot of soda. Now we're starting to see less people drink soda. A lot more like diet type of like Crystal Light. There's this new diet drink. I don't want to say diet. They're called ice, I think. There's a variety of flavors. It looks like bottled water, but it tastes really damn good. So you have all those. Okay, now, your telomeres are going to shorten. I'm not, you know, don't think you're going to live forever just because you don't drink soda pop. But that was one of our medical news stories. Kay Middleton's baby, they say, is scheduled for April 2015. For those of you that just love everything about the royals, the Duchess has been having issues with the hyperemesis gravidarum again. A lot of morning sickness. I don't know if they've called it the hyper. She had it. I had said that's what she had a long time ago with the first baby. And then they revealed she was hospitalized for that. They're saying that she's being affected by that again. But she is getting better. The first one is a baby George. Gorgeous kid. So, good for them. So, anyway, hopefully she's getting better and, baby is going to be an April baby, around our tax season. You notice we really don't have a lot of January babies because that means we have, you know, that would mean 9 months prior, people are having sex around tax season. Nobody has sex around tax season. It's very, very scary. So that's why you don't see a lot of January babies. Okay, next. Okay, so we talked about that. This is interesting. Okay, here we go. Reading glasses worn inside of your eyes. This is very, very interesting. It's called the camera inlay. Developed here in the United States, it measures 3.8 millimeters in diameter and has 1.6 millimeter hole in the center. And, excuse me, this implant could be an alternative to you wearing reading glasses. This is very, very interesting and very, very cool. You slice the eye open, they say, and insert a tiny lens under the cornea. Now, the cornea is that clear cover of the eyeball that when you scratch it, it really, really hurts and it gets infected and it's very, very sensitive. That's the cornea. So they have to put this under the cornea. Your LASIK is when they manipulate the cornea by shaving realigning and et cetera. All right, so anyway, they say the majority of patients after this operation were able to read a newspaper without the aid of reading glasses, and the inlay did not disturb far-distance vision. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't read a newspaper. I'm on the Internet, and I could just up the font. You're right. Now, presbyopia, this is the term, remember this for our pop quiz. It affects about 1 million people worldwide, usually over the age of 40, and that is when our cornea becomes less flexible, so you have trouble seeing up close. This is why we need cheaters or reading glasses, and it really, really blows. All right? Right now, the FDA is renewing it and seeing if it'll work. I'm looking at how they do it. Basically, you just slice a little part of the top and you slide this lens underneath the cornea. Pretty cool. And the local anesthetic drops are placed on the patient, so it's not like you have to be put under. The clinicians in the U.S., Europe, and Asia have studied the effect of these lenses in 507 patients with the presbyopia between the age of 40 and 60. Yeah, I am over 40. I know it doesn't sound it, but I is. They checked up on the patients over 3 years and found that in 83% of them, the camera lens gave them 20/40 vision or better. Now, it's not a camera. What they do is they call it KAMRA. The patient gained 2.9 lines on a reading chart. So, you know, you got the E, and then I think you have the FOZ, or is it TOZ? I forget. Okay, so basically 2.9 lines on the reading chart. I know it's in whole numbers, but they give you decimals. Okay, so past attempts have failed. This is pretty cool. All right, and then there's a raindrop implant. It's called Raindrop. That's awaiting for the FDA, where it's implanted underneath the cornea to correct the vision. That takes about 10 minutes. That's interesting. Anesthetic drops are placed. You're conscious the whole time. They stick the implant under the cornea, and then you go. I think the procedure is about $5,000, similar to LASIK. But, you know, again, for me, I would just say, you know, wait. Okay, let's see what happens. Let's see if there's any, you know, side effects reported. I would suggest that, you know, with anything new, don't always be the first one to get it done. But I got to tell you, I would consider this because I really hate trying to find my reading glasses. It's a disability. When you can't presbyopia, it's still a disability. You know, for you not to be able to function without the aid of something, it's a disability. King Tut. This is very interesting. 2,000 computer scans did a virtual autopsy. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And genetic analysis of King Tut's family showed his parents were brother and sister. They said he had a club foot. That's interesting. Buck teeth and girlish hips. He was still, though, the big catch of the time. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.